Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhl. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhl. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts towards the mound. Uhl fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. Blue scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. McManus moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hargrave moves to third. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Hargrave scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Funk steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. Akers hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel strikes out. 1 out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander strikes out. There goes McManus. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice is hit by the pitch. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. Akers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo strikes out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Akers. Schult moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Geringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Geringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McManus bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Geringer moves to third. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Geringer scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Alexander moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-3 in the game. Akers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Fothergill scores. Rice moves to third. Akers moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Herm Holzhauser. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Badgerow scores. Blue moves to second. It's 8-3, Tigers. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Mainisch moves to second. It's 8-4, Tigers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Kress moves to third. It's 8-5, Tigers. Ray Hayworth now catching. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gulick strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Stiley now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Stiley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Funk moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McManus bunts towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Funk moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alexander strikes out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-5, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Akers takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for Fred Stiley. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Hale moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Kress reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Mainisch scores. It's 12-7, Tigers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.